And you're good to go.
Thank you. Okay, so we called the meeting to order at 10:01 a.m. and are moving on to approval of the agenda, which we have up on the screen here. Are there any notes or edits, additions to the agenda before we move to approve?
Just under the discussion, and I emailed you, I want to talk a little bit about groundbreaking and related budget, but we can do that at the end under discussion items.
Roger that. Gotcha. We'll make time for that. Anything else?
Not for me.
All right. Take a motion to approve.
So motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. We also have Elizabeth Cole on the line from the review committee. I don't think I called her out, but thanks for joining us, Elizabeth. Our first action item is the draft minutes from our last meeting on November 21st. Those are in the packet. If there's no changes or edits to the minutes, we take a motion to approve, please.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you. Megan, did you want to walk through the admin resolution and the bylaws, please?
Good morning. I'm a little under the weather, so I've asked Betsy to fill in for me. So she'll be presenting these items as well as taking you into a closed session. But Blair and I are here. Pardon my voice.
All right.
Okay. So just stepping through, I'm not sure if everybody's had the opportunity to look through these, but the administrative resolution, we do one of these every year. And these, Shannon, if you just want to kind of scroll down, what this does is it just sets forth the trustee trainings that are needed, the positions within the board, annual meetings, and the agreements that we have in place. If you could go, let's see, where are the annual meetings down a little bit? I believe what there we go. That regular meeting schedule with this group, obviously we have quarterly meetings that are needed and then the budgetary meetings at the end of the year. Because this group meets monthly, we will just fill in instead of quarterly, we will fill in the time for the monthly meetings as if you agree to do those going forward in the same manner. Is that kind of the understanding?
Yeah, I think right now we're monthly until such time as we're not needed. But it's clear that you know this meeting is evident that it's more than monthly, right? And so I think monthly is good for the time being.
Okay,
I agree.
So then we will we'll get that changed just to reflect the current monthly schedule, and then you know changes can be made as needed. To this, but this, there's already an administrative resolution in place. And so unless there are any questions, I think we can have a motion or entertain a motion to approve pending the change reflecting the meetings.
I just have kind of a question that's maybe just a tiny bit off topic, but you know, we have PIDs 1 through 9, correct? And this is just PID 1 we're talking about. When we issue other bonds in other PIDs, are there going to be 9 separate meetings, or is this going to be the PID board and we have one meeting for 9 PIDs?
One meeting.
There'll be one meeting, but the active district right now is just District 1. So that's why you see most of the documents and contracts for District 1 here today, Mike, as well as the bylaws. And as 2 through 9 come online, you'll see similar documents for them. But we weren't planning to bring you to 9 different meetings unless you really wanted that.
No, I don't.
Okay, great.
Yeah, it's actually 9 meetings, and we meet weekly, Mike.
It's a 1 9-hour day, right?
So your Fridays are toast. Don't think about going for a bike ride.
Friday.
That's a good question, though. Going forward, any other questions about the administrative resolution for 2026?
None for me. I would move to approve the resolution as noted with the changes on the meeting schedule.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, great. Shannon, do you want me to just jump to the bylaws resolution?
Yes, please.
All right. So the bylaws resolution, these are essentially in reaction to the state auditor has developed a fraud risk assessment. And that just helps them gauge or somewhat measure each district's internal controls throughout the state or policies and practices that each PID has in place to ensure the effective and efficient operations and to guard against misuse of funds. So these bylaws, there's essentially nothing new in these bylaws. They set forth, if you want to scroll down, they differentiate and set forth the purpose of the district, the positions within the board of trustees, the role of the accountant to the district. You can keep scrolling down. So
did we not have bylaws before?
No, we did not have bylaws before. Some of these are a bit repetitive of what's on the administrative resolution. However, the bylaws, because of the fraud risk assessment, that there's a point system or a scoring mechanism that informs the state auditor how risky any public entity is. So because of that fraud risk assessment, we are adding bylaws for every district simply to allow anyone who looks internally at a district to see, based on this scoring system the auditor has, how risky a PID is, or any public entity. I don't know if that answers the question, but
that's helpful. Yeah.
So this puts it all in one place. It's about 17 pages, I believe, all together. But Shannon, you can keep scrolling. There it notes the chair duties, the treasurer, vice chair, and go just into a little bit more detail than the administrative resolution. You can continue scrolling, and then if anyone has questions as we go, the recording clerk, secretary, district accountant, I think it goes down into engineer. It sets forth the purpose of, the infrastructure financing agreements. And further down, it does set forth that the procurement code will be followed, and then the process of how that is done specifically, and just setting forth that they will be followed. Again, we see place of meetings, parliamentary procedure or procedures that'll be used, protection of trustees, most basic language, but with all of the different elements, especially that this project has in place, good to have everything in one spot. And it includes a code of ethical conduct and behavior, and making sure that there are checks and balances and safeguards. So
with this in place, this is kind of a roadmap for us, but this allows us to score high on the fraud
test assessment. Score, right? Yeah, yes, it does. It essentially helps our district to get points for having in place those checks and balances and putting them all into one spot where the auditor could look and see, they do have these policies in place.
Okay.
It just shows good governing practices. Honestly, with best practices, it's smart to have in place, and it's just to safeguard each of you and everyone involved with the district. And it puts it all there for anyone to see. Any other questions about the bylaws?
Not for me.
Okay. And then I guess with no further questions, we can entertain a motion.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, great. All right, Shannon, I'll hand it back to you.
Thanks, Betsy. I'm going to toss this to Brendan to go over the budgets for districts 2 through 9. Not much there, but we need to get these tentatively approved and set the hearing date to adopt them along with the District 1 budget in a couple of weeks.
All right, well, we can keep this really short. Districts 2 through 9 do not have any activity or anticipated activity in 2026. So what you see in front of you is just a budget showing a bunch of zeros because there is no anticipated activity. And to Shannon's point, the reason why we need to go through this process is because the entities do legally exist and we do need to comply just like every other district with statute. And so even if we're filing a budget that says we're not going to do anything, we still need to approve and adopt a budget that says we're not going to do anything. And so just making sure we're taking those statutory compliance steps through this process. So does anybody have any questions about the zeros that are on these spreadsheets, and or do you disagree with any of them?
Nope.
All right.
No disagreement.
And then we would set the public hearing date for December 18th at 10 a.m. for our regular meeting. So we'd entertain a motion to adopt those budgets, tentative budgets for districts 2 through 9, and set the public hearing date for December 18th.
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Aye. Thank you. Okay, so now we'll move into a discussion around the award of contract for construction management services for the Event Center. And Betsy, do you want to take us into the executive closed session? And then, you know, Aaron, I think we want to talk through what the committee went through and the recommendation that we sent out earlier in the week.
Yeah, I'd be happy to, Shannon. And just to note, when the closed session is entered, and there's some steps we have to take to do that, you'll want to pause the recording and then make or keep an additional recording or separate recording of the closed session, which won't be accessible to the public except for under grandma. The board on the agenda will consider going into a closed session at this time. That would be if somebody could make a motion and then second that under the language listed in the agenda.
Is that item E there?
That's item E.
Okay. I'll make a motion to go into a closed session pursuant to Utah Code 52-4-205MI for the purpose of deliberations of the board acting in the capacity of an evaluation committee under Title 63G, Chapter 6A, Utah Procurement Code during the process of an evaluation responses to a solicitation, and Utah Code 52-4-2050 for the purpose of discussing information provided to the board during the procurement process under Title 63G, Chapter 6A, Utah Procurement Code.
All right. Okay. And who was it that seconded that?
Jay.
Mike.
Great. Mike. We just need to, on the record, hold a yes or no vote of each board member recorded in the minutes to move into that executive session. So can we just move through the board, Shannon, and get a yay or nay?
Jay, yay or nay?
Yes.
Robert?
Yes.
Zach?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
All right. There you go, Betsy.
We have Trevor on as well.
Trevor's here?
I am.
Are you a yay or nay?